with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty says Israel should refuse to any kind of ceasefire with Hamas right now.
The fact that Hamas is calling for it, I think, should tell you something. They would just declare it a victory and use it as an opportunity to slaughter more people. The notion that we would send more aid in there, particularly fuel, at a time when we've had aerial photos, you know, showing fuel dumps that that Hamas is maintaining, they're not going to use that fuel for humanitarian purposes. They're going to use it for their military weaponry to launch more rockets into Israel.
Senator Hagerty was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. The futuristic B-21 Raider warplane has taken its first flight, moving it closer to becoming the country's next nuclear weapon stealth bomber.
The Raider flew out of Palmdale, California, where it has been under testing and development by Northrop Grumman. The Air Force plans to build 100 of the warplanes, which have a flying wing shape, much like their predecessor, the B-2 Spirit. But the Raider will incorporate advanced materials, propulsion, and stealth technology to make it more survivable in a future conflict.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, a Senate Democrat has decided not to run for re-election, and some Democrats are worried, as Rita Foley reports.
A lot of eyebrows went up when Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said this.
I've made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election to the United States Senate.
Democrats fear they'll lose that Senate seat in deep red West Virginia, threatening their razor-thin majority. And some Democrats are worrying aloud that Manchin might launch a third-party presidential run, undermining President Biden's reelection. Senator Manchin has long been friendly with the political group called No Labels. It's already holding private conversations with potential presidential nominees. I'm Rita Foley.
And you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. Most Americans pine for the 1950s.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 55% of adults believe that the country's culture and way of life have changed for the worse since the 50s. White evangelical Protestants feel even more strongly. 77% say the American culture and way of life of the 50s was better. 60% of mainline Protestants agree, as do 57% of Catholics. In fact, Democrats are the only group that generally feels the country is better now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Namibia is rejecting a treaty with the European Union at this time for fear it would require the conservative African nation to embrace abortion and the LGBT agenda. Earlier this year, Namibia passed a bill barring the recognition of gay marriage anywhere in the country. In fact, several African countries are casting doubt on the EU treaty for the exact same reasons. This is SRN News. French conservative leader Marine Le Pen being criticized over her plans to attend a weekend march to protest rising anti-Semitism in France.
Le Pen's critics say that her party has failed to shake off its anti-Semitic heritage despite growing political legitimacy. Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne, numerous political parties and citizens are to attend the Sunday march. Le Pen says she and her National Rally Party also will be there in what some see as an attempt to leverage the Israel-Hamas war to make herself more palatable to mainstream voters. The government says Le Pen's party does not have a place at what is dubbed as a grand civic march. But a spokesman says that the march is public and that everyone is free, in his conscience, to participate or not. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Jezebel, the sharp-edged feminist website founded at the height of the blogosphere era, is shutting down after 16 years. More details at srnnews.com.